אתם עם SBS בעברית. לעוד סיפורים מעניינים, כנסו ל-sbs.com.au.
Shalom, Australia. I'm Rabbi Jacqueline Ninio.
Rabbi Jacqueline Ninio, welcome to SBS Shalom, Australia. I would like to talk to you today about yourself, who is Rabbi Jacqueline Ninio, and of course about the Emmanuel Synagogue. You've been part of the Emmanuel Synagogue now for many years. We know that it is one of the biggest or the biggest Jewish community in Sydney. So let's start with you, Rabbi Jackie Ninio. Tell us about yourself first.
I was born in Adelaide in South Australia, which is a very small Jewish community, and I grew up there involved in Jewish communal life, but not too much until after my bat mitzvah. So that was a real turning point for me in my journey. We had at that point we didn't have a full-time rabbi, and we had a rabbinic student who came from America for the summer holidays there. So she came and she officiated at my bat mitzvah, and she was one of the first female rabbis in the world. But I didn't know that at the time. I said to my parents, I thought I was going to become a rabbi, and they were quite dismissive of it, I think, because, you know, I was also going to be the first female prime minister, a ballet dancer, you know, I was going to be lots of different things. And so every time I thought about becoming a rabbi after that, I was very tentative. I didn't think it was something I could do. So I went to law school. I studied law, and I worked a couple of years as a lawyer. And the rabbi of my congregation said, you know, have you ever thought about being a rabbi? And I dismissed it quickly at first, but then I went back to him and I said, I'd really like to talk about becoming a rabbi. And I eventually left my law career. It was not a very big career. It was only a couple of years. And then I went off to rabbinical school. So I studied 1 year in Israel and then 4 years in America. And when I was ordained, I came to Emmanuel Synagogue, and that was 25 years ago this year, so a long time ago. And I've been so happy there that I've stayed my whole career in one synagogue, which is quite unusual, but it's been a real gift and a blessing for me.
We are talking to Rabbi Jackie Ninio, and you're listening to SBS Shalom Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. Rabbi Jackie Ninio, you must have seen a tremendous growth and changes in the past 20 years at the Emmanuel Synagogue. First of all, I think when you joined, it was Temple Emmanuel.
Yes, so, it was.
What happened since? Can you tell us about the Emmanuel Synagogue and your congregation?
Our congregation came together just at the beginning of World War II, actually. So it's quite an unusual story in the sense that this group of Jews gathered together and, you know, raised money and built a synagogue at the time when synagogues were being burned to the ground in Europe. It was really seen as a symbol of great hope and sort of courage and fortitude for people to keep that Jewish community and that connection to Judaism alive. It was founded as a progressive congregation, or sometimes called Reform community. It was very, very strongly based in the values of Reform Judaism, about egalitarianism, sort of the way that we interpret the tradition, and we see ourselves as joining a chain of interpretive tradition, I guess, of the Jewish texts and values. Over the years, it's kind of changed a little bit in the sense that we now embrace a number of different non-Orthodox Jewish movements under one roof, which is, I think, unique in the world. If not unique, it's very unusual. So we now bring together not just the Reform branch of Judaism, but also conservative, which is often called Masorti as well. It's a bit more traditional, and Renewal, which is a bit less traditional. But the idea is that we would love to get rid of the labels altogether and just sort of focus on the fact that we're all Jews doing Judaism together, but it helps us to define the different approaches to prayer. So we're one synagogue who does everything together, and we have separate prayer services in different styles for different people. And I think that that vision, and that's very much the vision of Rabbi Jeffrey Kamens, has really opened our synagogue in so many ways and brought so many people in, because there are many different ways you can find your place within the community and within the congregation, no matter where you fall on the level of, you know, how observant or traditional you are versus how culturally Jewish you are and things like that. And we've also tried to make the synagogue more than a place just for prayer. Traditionally, you know, synagogue is called three names. It's a Beit Knesset, a Beit Midrash, and a Beit Tfilah. So a place of gathering and community, a place of study, and a place of prayer. So we've tried to make sure that our doors are open to all three different aspects of what a synagogue is, to really make it a center of Jewish life for our community and especially for our congregation.
We're talking to Rabbi Jackie Nino from the Emmanuel Synagogue. Rabbi, it's really interesting. So you've got under the one congregation, you've got Mesorti, Renewal, people that call themselves even Reform come to the Emmanuel Synagogue. So it's very colorful. You actually cater for a very wide range of people from the Jewish community. When I'm saying very colorful, I was thinking about you're catering also for the LGBT community. You hosting them when they come to the Mardi Gras in Australia, I mean the local Jewish community, and also the guests. You always have Shabbat dinner for them before Mardi Gras. Can you please tell us about it?
Yeah, we're very proud of our connection with the LGBTQI plus community and the work that we've done in that space over many, many years. We were very vocal advocates for the rights of same-sex couples to be married under Australian law. And we actually performed the first religious, or officiated at the first religious same-sex wedding in Australia. So as soon as the legislation was passed, a couple in our community has been together for over 40 years and just wanted to be married in a synagogue, called us, and straight away we said we're thrilled. So, but for nearly more than 20 years, I have been involved in the Mardi Gras Shabbat. We had our first one, I think, about 23, 22 years ago, not long after I arrived, and we held the Shabbat service especially to welcome and invite the LGBTQI plus community. And for many people, they were having to make a choice between being who they are and being part of their Jewish community and expressing their Judaism. And so hopefully we have opened that space and made it very welcoming and inviting. And it's so beautiful that this Mardi Gras Shabbat, I think it connects, it's poignant, but it's also a huge celebration of the LGBTQI plus community. We, like you said, we have a dinner afterwards. I will be again marching in the parade with the Jewish float, with the Dayenu float again this year, along with Rabbi Mordechai will be coming with me as well. So
that is amazing. So on Friday night, the 24th, you're hosting the Dayenu dinner just before the Mardi Gras.
And we will also have a special Shabbat service that night, our regular Kabbalat Shabbat service. Everyone is welcome. It's part of the Mardi Gras program every year. And as you said, we open our synagogue and welcome in not just the LGBTQI plus community in Sydney, but and in the Jewish community, but from all around to come and experience Shabbat and the beauty of that together with us.
Rabbi Jackie Nino, we are also just before Purim. Any great plans for Purim?
Oh, Purim is a big event at Emmanuel Synagogue, so this year is no different. And luckily, we are able to come back together and celebrate again. We've had a couple of years where we have not been able to have Purim because of COVID. And last year was one of the first times we were able to gather together. So this year we are going to hopefully have a bigger and better Purim than ever. We have a Hamantaschen baking on the Sunday before Purim, and we invite everyone to come and help us bake the 1,000 Hamantaschen that we use over the Purim season. On Monday evening, we will be having our Megillah reading at 8 p.m. That's the evening of Purim. And on the 7th, on Tuesday evening, we are going to, we usually have a Purim spiel, a retelling of the Purim story with humor and songs and things like that. But this year we're having a bit of a renovation. So we are going to do a Purim review, which will be sketches and skits, musical items. It's going to be funny and fun, and that will be taking place on the Tuesday night at 7 p.m.
That's fantastic. So I hope that you remember, you all heard when the events are taking place. And Rabbi Jackie Nino from the Emmanuel Synagogue, before I go, I did mention it that the Emmanuel Synagogue is the biggest community in Sydney. So we're talking about at least a few thousand people. How many rabbis do you have?
Oh, we are so lucky at the moment. We have 5 rabbis who are working in our congregation, and each one of us is very different and quite unique. And we all come from a range of different seminaries. We all have a huge variety and spectrum in our practice and in who we are as people, which I think is fantastic for our community because, you know, everyone can find someone, hopefully, that they can connect with and form a beautiful relationship and an understanding. And we can bring that diversity and the richness that, you know, that variety brings to the community. So we are so, so lucky. And all of us love working together with each other. And that's an incredible blessing for us as well.
So who are the rabbis at the moment?
So Rabbi Jeffrey Cammons is our senior rabbi. He's been in the congregation for over 35 years. So he's also been, he came straight from rabbinical school, also straight to Emmanuel, and has remained there throughout his rabbinical career. Then there is Rabbi George Mordechai, who is a cantor and a rabbi, and he has an Iraqi background. And so he brings a lot of the richness of the Sephardi music and the traditions and the Mizrahi music and culture, as well as all the other incredible variety of music. And he was invested as a cantor through the Masorti movement, and he's also received rabbinic ordination through the Renewal movement. So he's a real mix, and he's bringing amazing music to our community and congregation. There's Rabbi Rafi Kaiserblut, who also has a really interesting background and journey. He's full of energy and passion, and he was trained in the Masorti movement. Then there's Rabbi Orna Trigobot, who was ordained through the Renewal movement, and she does not work full-time with us, but does all kinds of beautiful and wonderful meditation-style services, renewal services. She's often doing Kabbalat Shabbat at the beach, all kinds of wonderful opportunities. And then we have Rabbi Sam Zwierenstein, who was recently ordained, but has been involved on a very passionate member of our clergy team for a number of years. And he focuses a lot on pastoral care and reaching out and helping all the people in our community. So a really wonderful mixture and wonderful group of people.
Fantastic to hear about a vibrant, growing community, the Emmanuel Synagogue in Woollahra in Sydney. Rabbi Jacqueline Nino, thank you so much. עקבו אחרינו והפיצו אותנו דרך דף הפייסבוק שלנו.